This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Monday, October 21st. Well, live cattle ends the week on a low note in Friday trading. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Cattle was lower. The rally just seems to be running out of steam. The plant explosion in Dodge City, that could have a little bit of an impact as we're going forward. We knew that possibly any kind of news or headline that might be on the downside could start to expose some of the vulnerability to the beef side of the market. And with it running out of steam, of course, after it reached its objective of 114. It had a struggle those last couple of dollars, but it did make it through, and that means that the market made it more vulnerable and out as we see it start to fall. Feeders did fall as well. That market correction is in play to end the week. It's at triple-digit losses and a lot of profit-taking ensuing.
Chicago December wheat prices closed Friday up 6 3/4 at 530.5. December corn was down 3 3/4 at 390.5. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for November ended the day unchanged, ranging from 603 to 605. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for October were up 2.5, ranging from 588 3/4 to 598 3/4. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for October were down 7.5, ranging from 664.5 to 684.5. Live cattle for October was down $1.92.5 to 110.60. October feeder cattle was down 70 cents at 143.60. And October class 3 milk was up 3 cents at 1864. I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report from the Ag Information Network.